Welcome to Eclad Chat. Eclad Chat. Streaming live to you from Eclad's hidden gem in Midtown Manhattan. Eclad Chat is down-to-earth broadcasting on big city events and the events industry, as well as fashion, jewelry, accessories, and lifestyle coverage in an intimate NYC way. Join us each and every Wednesday with host Casey Benane as we chat up industry happenings, industry news, and perform live interviews with industry talents here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Interested in contacting us or interested in attending one of our live shows? Email us at ecladchat@eclad.com. Eclad Chat premieres in 3, 1, 2, 3.
Woohoo! Hello, everyone. I'm Casey Benane, and welcome to Eclad Chat, where we chat at big city events, fill you in on industry news, keep you in the know with fashion and style, with a focus on jewels and accessories, touch on lifestyle education, and keep you abreast of industry content and information that will develop both your personal and professional lives. And so I'm going to hand it over to Kaylin.
Yes, I'm excited to be back. This is our first live show.
I know, last week we weren't live, but it was still a great show.
We had pre-recorded shows. I hope you guys caught them. And for the month of March, we have a new promotion. We have one more week of March, so this is your last chance to catch it. We're offering the following promotion, which is complimentary hour for all bridal and baby shower rentals at Eclad's Hidden Gem. Since it's that time of the year, we're wedding season, having babies. So it's a great deal, huge deal. So if you tell all your friends and family about it, you can see who wants to come, and you have until the end of March. So we'll have a new offer every month, and you can contact us here at 212-644-6445, and one of our representatives will assist you.
Okay, so really quickly on today's show, we have a really great lineup. We switched things up a little bit, but we'll talk about that later. But we do have a special guest on. Her name is Lisa Avellino, one of America's top fitness and yoga experts, a celebrity trainer, the creator of the ISO Towel Weight Loss Workout DVD series, and the Reboot Fitness Program, and examiner and presenter for AFAA, which is the Aerobic Fitness Association of America. We're really going to, you know, hit some of those difficult questions I feel like most women want to know. And so that's going to be in like a few minutes after Kaylin just kind of recap our show from last week.
Yeah, so if you missed last week's show, it was a lot of fun. We had the creators of TapFit here, and their four sisters, three with triplets, which is awesome. So it's Catherine and her triplet sisters, Annie, Fiona, and Rachel. And they took Casey and I through a workout that incorporated tap dancing.
How crazy was that?
It's a lot of fun. It's on YouTube right now, and Catherine talked to us about the science behind the fitness phenomenon and explained why this workout is great for everyone. It's a lot of fun. Got some good sweat in. We did two dances.
Yeah.
And it was definitely really tough compared to what I had thought. So just like 5 minutes of doing it, you could really feel that you were actually working out.
Yeah.
And then it was fun. And so you can head to Eclad Chat on Blog Talk Radio and catch it there. And on YouTube, we can see both of us dance.
No laughing.
Yes.
And no harsh.
It was our first time doing it. We had no practice. It was just...
We had no idea of the choreography.
Exactly.
And I think we did a pretty okay job considering. We had fun with it. And it was just a great time. You know what? Surprisingly, there was a little bit of a sweat going on.
Oh, definitely.
So it was really cool. So you guys should really catch that. And just a quick reminder, as you guys are listening, if you have any questions at all for us, for our guests, feel free to give us a call here at 516-453-9170. Again, it's 516-453-9170, and we'll, make sure you hit 1 because you'll hear a little beep. That's the prompt to let us know that you're on the line, and by dialing 1, we'll know that you want to ask a question. Okay, so as promised, we have our special guest on the line. Her name is Lisa Avellino. And Lisa started teaching classes as a young teen at the fitness center that she now owns. As a master certified instructor, personal trainer, and health club owner for more than 15 years, she's a published author who has been featured in the New York Times, Shape, Fitness, Prevention, The Journal, First for Women, as well as seen on Fox, NBC, GMA, News 12, and much more. She has hosted several TV and radio shows that focus on wellness, fitness, and nutrition. Her health club, Susan Marlowe Fitness for Women, is located in Scarsdale, New York. And she is a top expert blogger on www.diet.com. When she's not leading a class, when she's not doing all those things that we just mentioned, she's fundraising or corporate fitness. She's doing corporate fitness workshops. You can find her coaching kids at her son's baseball games or escaping to her favorite spa. So let's welcome Lisa. Lisa, are you there, Lisa?
How are you? You are so much fun. Wow, this is like, I feel like it's girls' night out. So thank you for having me on the show, and it's really exciting. And I do want to say that I'm not doing all of those at the same time, but I definitely have my hands in many areas, but all fitness. All systems go. All fitness go.
That's it. First of all, that rundown was just amazing. Although we put it together and then we were like, at just spewing it out, it was still like, wow. Like, she's really like,
yes, you're the go-to fitness girl.
Yeah.
And on top of that, we'd like to get to know something a little personal about everyone we have on eClad Chat. So if you could tell us a fun fact about yourself or what you do in your spare time, something people wouldn't know about you.
Wow. A fun fact would be that on a day that I have off or if I'm at a party, people are really surprised that I'm quiet, because when I'm teaching, whether I'm leading a warm-up at a walk where there's 10,000 people or I'm doing my boot camp howl, if I'm out on a social level, I'm quiet. And that really, that mindfulness or that sort of breathing meditation, it balances the energy. So that's very surprising, because people think that I'm always like, woo, like the cheerleader that is at the really, like, really, really loud. I'll share a fun fact with you. This is funny. So I teach a boot camp class at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning. And so imagine 20 women running up a hill, a very, very steep hill outdoors, 5 a.m. And I have them all wearing weighted vests and weights. And I have my megaphone, which I really don't need, but I'm screaming and someone called the police. So the irony is the police show up and they're like, whoa, you're disturbing the police. But the funny part is that the police showed up eating donuts.
Oh.
So I think that it's really funny. Like, who's actually disturbing the peace? So anyway, the point is, my fun fact is that I have a lot of energy, but on my spare time, it's sort of the very opposite. It's serene. It's calm.
Oh yeah, that's definitely a good balance.
Yeah. I mean, you can't be high strung all the time. I mean, I guess maybe I am. I don't know. But no, it's definitely great to have a good balance. Especially as a person that's into fitness, you have to kind of exude what you tell your clients, or, you know, you have to kind of demonstrate what it is that you put out there that other people, I guess, should be doing in order to have a balanced life. One of the things that we wanted to touch on, I felt was like really important, because I am approaching 40. God, I said that out loud. Yes, I'm approaching 40, and
that's good. That's very, very healthy. You're approaching 40. Okay, so you'll be celebrating the big birthday this year.
No, actually next year. I'm 39. Okay. Yeah, so next year I'll be 40. But like, I have this whole big thing that we're calling the countdown to 40, because it's like a big number for me. So I say that to say, I'm an avid workout person, and, you know, I work out at least maybe, just so you know, this is Casey that's talking, because yes. You're probably like, who am I speaking to? And so this is Casey. So I work out at least maybe 3 or 4 times a week. And I'm going somewhere with this, so I know you're probably like, stop rambling. But no, I'm going somewhere. So about, for the very least, I work out 3 times. Most weeks I work out maybe 4 or 5 times. And I want to say that when I was in my mid-20s, my late-20s, oh my gosh, I could eat whatever I want. I could do whatever I want. As long as I was working out, I saw results. My 30s, I start to see the little pudge, even though I was working out, you know, there was like some little fluffy areas, I'm not going to say where. And now that I'm hitting 40, there's a struggle. It's like my body and I are at war, and no matter how hard I work out or how well I think I'm eating, I'm still not hitting the goals that I'd like to hit. So I say all that to get to the whole topic and the concept, or the whole thing of cortisol. And so I want you to first explain to us, what exactly is cortisol?
Because I do not know at all.
That's Kaylin. Kaylin doesn't know.
I don't know.
And I'm sure a lot of our listeners may not know exactly what it is.
Right. Well, what's important to note is that there's more information today about
when it comes to creating a custom exercise plan, that you're not just downloading any YouTube video, or you're not just picking an exercise and saying, I'm going to do that exercise, because that's, in a sense, sort of a generic approach. So really, I'm glad that's a great question about cortisol, but there are hormones, whether it is a woman in their 30s or 40s or perimenopause or menopausal, where those hormones really have to be in proper balance, and they play almost like a symphony, so to speak. So if cortisol or adrenaline or ghrelin or any of these leptin, any of these hormones are out of balance, it creates sort of havoc inside the body, and the body is more likely to, number one, store fat efficiently. It's difficult to, it can affect sleep patterns, right, and even create adrenal fatigue. So, for example, if you're exercising too hard, it can have a counter effect on your body's ability to lower your body fat percentage and even gain the energy and the oxygen level. And all the whole purpose of exercise, right, is for well-being and strength, inner strength and overall physical strength. So when cortisol is affected from eating certain foods, from sleep, or from going through perimenopause, and it does start for many women even after age 35, and even through 50s and through their early 50s. So when they're in proper balance, then your approach to exercise is really custom. So that's really the answer.
Okay.
So there are certain exercises that are better for balancing these hormones. One in particular, but before I answer it, I'd like to know what you've been doing or what is your exercise for those 3 days a week.
Okay, so it's very regimented. Like, you know, I train really, really heavy. I almost like a bodybuilder. I've been doing it for so many years because that's the training that I've had, like I've been doing since I was a teenager, I think. I've always been quite fit, and so, you know, that was what worked for me. But for some reason, no matter how much I squat, no matter how, like, you know, how much I press, I don't see the muscle tone that I used to see as a younger, you know, as a younger adult, I guess. So I generally break up my workouts into body parts. I have my bigger muscles. I do legs separately, and I do back separately. And then sometimes I'll mix like my biceps and my chest or something like that. Or, you know, and then there's weeks, you know, then there might, like, if I do 1 week like that, the next week I'll actually mix it up and add some cardio type things, whether it's jump rope or, you know, things like that to help burn body fat. So that's pretty much my routines, and I kind of mix it up.
All right, so first, just a quick question. Are you exercising 1 hour with a high intensity 3 times a week, and then that hour is comprised of 20 minutes of cardio, 20 minutes of strength, 20 minutes of core and stretching, and then with the strength segment, you alternate parts like bicep triceps, legs and back. Is that the kind of routine that you're doing for an hour, or is it more involved in duration?
Yeah, no, like, so I'll do maybe 20 minutes on the treadmill, elliptical, something like that to warm up, because my, you know, my bones are kind of old, and so I do that for about 20 minutes, and then I'm hitting that muscle hard, and I jump right into the muscle, and I'm hitting it hardcore, you know, hardcore. Like yesterday, today I did biceps and triceps, but like yesterday I did legs, and so, you know, I started off with leg extensions, and then from that, just, you know, just to kind of warm up the knees a little bit, then I did squats and lunges, you know, but with heavy weight. So, and then I really try to do high reps, you know, and I do 4 to 5 sets depending, because I don't have more than maybe an hour to an hour and a half to work out each day. So I try to like get in as much as I can. And so generally that's how it is. So it's usually like the beginning is just me warming up and doing a little bit of cardio. And then I go straight into the big muscles. And then if I'm doing like today, I incorporated jump rope. I did a 30 minute run. At first I did a 30 minute run. And then I incorporated jump rope with my biceps and my tricep workout. Does that make sense?
Okay, I think that sounds terrific, but if your goal is to lower your body fat percentage,
yeah,
and to it sounds like you're not achieving the same results that you were getting from the same workout. Okay. So as a starting point, one, thank you for sharing, and this is great for your audience that's listening, because what through your share, there might be someone that has a similar routine
right.
and that is looking to achieve the same results. So number one, as a starting point, we're all very busy, so we don't necessarily want to work out harder and longer, because our bodies are designed for homeostasis. It simply means that it's trying to overcompensate for whatever you're doing or lack thereof. And
right.
so even if the duration, meaning the routine, is the same, it's sort of trying to outsmart you and maintain its current state. So when you know that, it's very important that you, number one, are not doing the same workout consecutively. So by you emphasizing certain body parts, that's good in rotation. However, if you're just doing muscle isolation exercise, there are other ways to use your time more efficiently to speed up your metabolism. So for example, if you want to speed up your metabolism, the largest muscle in your body are your glutes, your gluteus maximus. And it has nothing to do with like, oh, bottom heavy, or we'll leave it nameless, but certain celebrities carry more size in their lower body. So not from that perspective, but from the human physiology, targeting your largest muscle, once they're engaged and firing, you're more likely to use them throughout the day. So the point being, you spend more time outside of your workout in the day than at the workout. So it's important, number one, that you become core-centric or core-conscious, mm-hmm. meaning always engage your abs. First tip of the day, hold your abs in 24/7 and really get into the habit. And by addressing your posture, how you're sitting, even right now, like our listeners can do it, you can do it in your radio station, is when you are tucking your tailbone under, and are you doing this with me? We'll call it workout or radio. Okay, so lift up your ribcage
okay.
and anchor your shoulders. So if your shoulders are slightly retracted, your ribcage is up,
yes.
and you're engaging your abs. Now remember, engaging your abs does not mean you're holding your breath. Lungs are up here, so you actually want to feel your chest rise.
Right.
Because if you increase your oxygen level, you're going to have more energy. And if you have more energy, you're going to move more. You're going to be fidgety like a kid, or you're going to move more spontaneously.
Yeah.
So those calories really do add up. Those are like sneaky exercises. Number one.
I like that. That's like, walk, it's sneaky exercises. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So when you walk, you really want to engage your opposing glute. So when you're walking, you're not just like, I call it, you can walk mindlessly, like mall walking, like, oh, wow, look at that dress in the window. Or you can walk with a power step, which is like heel ball, engage your glutes. So
yeah.
you can sort of create workouts throughout the day. Now, 3 times a week is great, but in reality, you must work out every single day. So if you can't get to the gym formally, and you don't have that full hour or 30 minutes to really break a sweat and get into your target heart rate and do the structured workout, that's fine, but then you still need to either wake up earlier or you need to do those little mini workouts. And one of the workouts that I created is called the Reboot 15, where it's just 15 minutes of specific exercises that are designed to, number one, balance all systems. Cardiovascular, yeah, that's important, but it's also circulatory, respiratory fitness, alignment of the spine, and also targeting the smaller muscles that you may not use throughout the day. So what we incorporate is lengthening exercises, not just the traditional bicep curl shortening. So those are just like a couple of quick tips.
Yeah.
Okay, and can you tell us a little bit more about your Reboot program, kind of who's it
yeah.
for and what's it like? Can you give us an example maybe of...
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So as a starting point, you brought up earlier that it was easier in your 20s and 30s to work out and see results. Well, generally speaking, when you have more muscle, in those years, you have a higher muscle percentage.
Yeah.
Active muscle burns calories and fat does not. So if your adipose or your body fat percentage is higher, doing the same routine, having a lower muscle percentage, does not burn calories as efficiently. So did you know that if you gain 5 pounds of muscle, you burn approximately 250 extra calories per day?
Yes.
But that also affects your workout. So with the Reboot 15, 15 minutes of a total body workout combined with breathing, mindfulness, and meditation accelerates all your other workouts.
Wow.
So meaning, so, and who is it for? Perimenopause starts at about age 35. I mean, certainly hereditary disposition, your mom, and
yes, Kaylin, you can't see this, but Kaylin's pointing to me because that's, I'm going through that right now. I'm sitting here sweating profusely.
Oh, right. Okay, so the hormones are going wild.
Yes.
Your sleep or any other symptoms?
I don't.
Chocolate cravings.
No, yes. Thank you, Kaylin. Yeah, my chocolate cravings. Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy. You girls are, you're fine.
I barely sleep, but I do have anxiety, so I think that adds to it. And I'm cranky, even though, I mean, I'm a happy cranky person, I think. What do you think, Kaylin?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if there's such a thing as a happy cranky person, but if I had to, like, you know, label it, I would say I'm a happy cranky person.
Well, I think that's the right, because once you get the cranky under control, you have an upbeat, outgoing personality. So I think a little cranky is okay. And to recognize it is the starting point. And I think another really great tip is to keep a journal. And very often we think of like a Fitbit or Apple Watch, whatnot, and keeping track of steps. But also there to use the sleep tracker is very helpful, but also a mood diary, because you can minimize your guesswork and you can actually play with the different exercise prescriptions to see which of the Reboot 15 prescriptions is best for you based on what you're charting. So, for example, there are a lot of workouts right now where it's like you're pushing to the limit.
Yeah.
To fatigue or your outer limit threshold, if we call it failure, right? Muscle failure.
Right.
Where you can't do another repetition in good form. And sometimes that has a counter effect on a woman that has a hormonal imbalance or isn't getting a great night's sleep. So that rather than you actually having endorphins kick in or high ox levels or actually the muscle strength capacity to transfer your body weight and really absorb the resistance, you're either using momentum, hyperextension, or you're running on adrenaline.
Yeah.
And it leads to adrenal fatigue.
Or all three.
Yeah, so it's just sort of, it's like the cyclical pattern, it really makes it worse. So
yeah.
As you know, every action has an opposite or equal reaction. So we really want to customize your workout based on the symptoms, which are largely related to your underlying issues like hormones and what you're going through. So really, I think raising like awareness, education, and being sensitive is the best way to really approach it. So rather than just do the traditional workouts like, oh, I want to lose weight, it's spring, I want to fit into a bikini and I want to look my best, I'm going to burn the most amount of calories and then cut back what I'm eating. Well, that actually is the worst thing to do. You really want to regulate your foods, eating more whole foods, and balance the hormones through proper eating, get the chemicals out of the body, and use the same systematic approach to movement. And that's, you know, what this is about.
Not to cut you, but you know what? So as you said that, something just triggered in my mind. This morning as I was on the treadmill, I saw this segment on Good Morning America where Robin Roberts had a guest on, and she's written a book called Souping. I don't know if you've heard about this, but because you just brought up the issue of, like, you know, eating well and that sort of thing. And that's an area I definitely suffer with, I think, because,
What was the name of it?
It's souping. Like, you know how they have juicing? So instead of juicing, it's turning everything into soup, you know, so you can get all the nutrients and stuff like that. And I don't know. Apparently, you know, I think Robin Roberts, she's been doing it, and so she had this guest on, and they were talking to her, and they were talking about, you know, the great effects that you can get from this, and I guess just the level of nutrients you get from souping. So, like, I brought that up to say, for New Yorkers who are on time constraints, and for the most part, budgets, you know, and but still want to have a conscious level of health, you know what I mean? I guess souping.
What do I think of that?
No, I was going to say, souping is, I would like to know what you think about souping, but I also would like to know if you have any ideas or thoughts about what we can do to help have a better nutritional or balanced diet.
So now, number one, I think that's brilliant, and I really appreciate it bringing that to my attention because I can't see everything that's out there,
yeah.
But I am aware. So I think that nothing against this author, and I think it's terrific, because if it inspires one person with a great tip, it's terrific. However, we really have to become our own health advocates.
Yeah.
And being a health advocate for oneself means you can read what's out there, but don't go to the extreme, like, oh, this is the be-all, end-all, and I'm going to marry this
right.
Marry this concept, and I'm going to go crazy with it. Because what happens with that is it's only a matter of time before the body, then again, we get back to the hormonal imbalances and how the body overcompensates for getting all the nutrition. So that's number one. Number two, I think having nutrient-dense soup, it's a great idea, but it's not the be-all, end-all for several reasons. Number one, when you are making soup, if you are cooking it, then you're raising the temperature, and very often some of the nutrient value is lost if it's cooked. Number one. Number two, if you're cooking it or overcooking it, some of the fiber is lost. Emphasizing the benefits of the cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, and the ones that are also very nutrient-dense, like kale, if you know the bug vegetable with kale, and it's always a new one. So I think that one suggestion that I've had for decades is that if you make a big, because it sort of ties into your other question about being fit and lean and healthy on a budget, number one, if you can make a pot of vegetable soup, like on Sunday night, and leave it in the refrigerator, then when you get home from work, rather than reaching for something that's starchy or it's going to give you that blood sugar spike that's not good, it's to reach for soup, but that it's homemade.
Right.
So soup to me is too general. You don't want to go and have a canned soup or something that's very, I did a segment actually on, I'm not sure which one it was, but I think it was ABC, and about how certain soups are so high in sodium that they make you retain water, they add to the bloat, they actually create inflammation in the joints, and then when it comes to fitness and liver and all of that, you're creating inflammation in the joints, so you don't feel good. So just to say souping is sort of overgeneralized, but I think homemade is great. I grew up in a household where my grandmother taught my mom and my aunt, we always had like a first dish and a second dish. During the winter months especially, if you start with a half a cup to a cup of soup as sort of like a mini meal, it will make you feel less hollow, and when you feel full and sated, well then you're less likely to overeat. And so that's two of the benefits of souping, but I do want to emphasize the other side of the equation is, number one, don't go to the extreme. Number two, you don't want to overcook. Number three, it's not about the soup diet and souping where it's extreme, because we really do need the balance of all of those proper foods and nutrient-dense value, especially raw, playing together so that you're getting the nutrients that you need, and also depending on what you're going through in your life, whether if you're an athlete in your 20s or if you're an athlete in your 40s or 50s, or if you're going through menopause or perimenopause, or if you're pregnant, so on and so forth. So there's baseline, and then there's how does that information fit for you? So I really want to encourage everyone, all of your listeners, the best brand is your own wellness brand.
Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. You gave us a lot of great tips about, you know, eating and fitness. But we are running out of time, so we wanted to touch on these last final questions that we ask all of our guests when they come on the show. So since eClad Chat broadcasts on business news and lifestyle event and fashion industries, we ask these questions to everyone. So is there a most memorable event that you've ever attended, and why?
The most memorable event that I've ever attended, there's so many. I would say one of the most memorable events, other than the birth of my child, but an event was for the American Heart Association, where I led the warm-up in front of thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And many of those people in the audience were survivors of stroke and heart attacks. And what a lot of women do not know is the number one killer for women is not cancer. Heart disease kills, in combined, all cancers, all combined, more women die of heart attack and stroke, like every second. So to me, one of the most memorable events was leading the warm-up for one of the walks in New York. And if you can encourage others, and when you see the survivors out there, they themselves become role models for what life is about, which is living well and being strong and then taking those experiences and helping others with it. So both as a leader and as a participant, I was blown away by that.
I love that. Yeah. That was amazing. We weren't expecting that. No, anything that gives back, or like, you know, I mean, that, and this is what our show is built on. We're giving back to our audience. We're trying to teach them something and, you know, help them find new ways, new things, I guess, new ways to, whether it's build on their business, build on life, or that sort of thing. So I love, that event you just shared with us. Okay, so the second question that we generally ask all of our guests. So tell us three jewelry or accessory essentials you think every woman should have.
Okay, well, as being my super fitness self, while I am teaching, because you're asking about accessories, I always say that the number one most important accessory before you get dressed and go out on the town, the most important accessory is not the one you put on. It's your smile.
Oh, I love it.
Your positive energy, your core, your posture, those, and your physique. And those are the most important accessories. But now, if you're talking about the sparkle thing, I love just a little sparkle on the ear. And I love my, I have to say, David Yurman bracelet. Just something really simple and elegant. I think when you overdo, like a makeover, I believe in a make under. When you have great posture and you're all put together, less is more. The highest form of sophistication is simplicity.
Oh, I love that. Lisa, you have like, we have to like make some one, steal some of your one-liners.
I know.
For our show.
I'm just being myself. I have no script here, girl. I'm just being myself.
Love it.
Those are great essentials, for sure. Okay, and if you had to choose.
I had no idea what your questions were going to be, so I couldn't prepare. So anything else?
Do you like lipstick or lip gloss better?
Ooh, okay. Well, for teaching, during the winter, I like lip gloss, but going out, I love the Chanel Long Lasting, because you only have to put it on once, and on one side it's the lipstick, and on the other side it's the gloss.
I love your shit, it's so specific. Okay, this is the
I mean, it's great. A lot of my friends are like, oh my God, it's $30, but it lasts for months and months and months and months.
Yeah, it's a great investment,
yeah,
why not?
Exactly.
Absolutely. Okay, so this is the last question. So, who is your favorite accessory or jewelry designer, or do you have one?
My favorite designer, I have two women that take my classes. They actually create jewelry. It's very interesting. One uses diamonds and platinum, and one uses just a homemade beads that she buys at Michael's, and they're both doing really well, which is interesting because one is very high price point and one is extremely low, and they're both just as successful. But I also love the, you know, Tiffany's and all the girl stuff. But I think that, just to say it again, it doesn't matter if you're wearing a plastic bracelet that costs 50 cents from the dollar store or $1,000, $10,000 diamond Tiffany necklace. It is your beauty that resonates from the inside out. It gives the sparkle and the life to that piece. That is a fact.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, that's great. Thank you so much for being on the show. We had a lot of fun, and we'd love to have you back here in person if you ever want to come in and talk about more fitness topics.
Yeah.
Healthy.
We actually had.
I would just like to say that if anyone would like to look into the B3H or the Reboot 15, go to NewYorkHealthAndWellness.com, which is NY. healthh@wellness.com. And is it all right if I give the number?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We were going to also ask you to, you know, give your social media handles and things like that too, so that people, if they wanted to reach out to you or follow you, they can do that.
Have any
as well.
Questions?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, and it's 4811, 914-703-4811. And you can go onto Facebook and you can like it and all that good stuff, or you can Facebook me, Lisa Avellino, but it's NewYorkHealthAndWellness.com. So you can go to the Facebook and like it. We would love that. We'll send you a great recipe guide and we'll send you all kinds of really cool, valuable stuff.
Great. Awesome. Well, thank you, Lisa, so much for your time. We really had a great time. This was really, it was really like girl chat, so it was fun. And hopefully,
absolutely.
Yeah, hopefully we can have you on again. We had a ton more questions, but the time went so quickly. But we do appreciate it, and I guess we'll talk sometime soon. Have a great night.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a healthy day.
You
good
too.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about the designer feature. It's also Women's History Month, so we're going to talk about that. We have some information that we would love to share with you, and we're actually going to have a few moments of girl chat or girl talk, so that, too, is going to be lots of fun. So make sure you come back. We'll be back in, what, 60 seconds.
Eclad is a boutique for luxurious handmade goods. From jewels to leather to fashion accessories, our merchandise is 95% handcrafted, made from the finest of materials from across the globe. Exceptional and brilliant quality is the absolute standard here at Eclad. The majority of the items we carry are one of a kind and completely unique, with only a limited number ever produced. Our collection is diverse, offering you a plethora of accoutrements to select from. The decor of our boutique is both contemporary and elegant, a unique fusion of an exclusive and indulgent shopping experience coupled with New York's social scene and lifestyle. We invite you to come experience our 57th Street Oasis. But if you're not in New York, just head over to eclad.com for your one-of-a-kind, beautiful, artistic find. And remember, love life and wear it well.
Welcome back, guys. So on to the designer feature of the day. It is the Dacia necklace by Lena Bernard. And Casey is wearing it today. It looks great. I had never seen it before.
Really?
Yeah, it's so impressive. It's so, like, statement. It's a ball chain necklace with two beads and extended chains. And it's really fun and dramatic. It comes with a hook clasp enclosure in the back. And it's 18 inches long, so if you can see it on Casey, it's great with her black dress since it's plain. So it's a big statement. And it's handcrafted and designed. It's got like kind of like a boho-ish feel.
I'll sort of stand up so that the camera.
Yeah, you can see
catch
it's
it.
Very long, but like such a huge statement. It makes your outfit like come together.
Okay, and so yeah, go on eclad.com, guys.
Oh yes, of course. Have to mention yes, eclad.com. You can get your own.
Just one last thing. You know, the necklace is about 18 inches long, so it's, did you mention it?
Yes.
You did. Okay.
You did.
I was partially sleeping when Kayla was talking. She was a. Anyway, okay, so we're going to move on now. So we're going to move on to our...
What we're wearing?
Yes, we're going to talk about what the other girls are wearing because, yes. You know, the world doesn't revolve around me.
Yeah, so all of us here at Eclad Chat picked a couple pieces to wear and talk about today. And I was wearing this, like, shirt that has, like, zigzag on the top, so I couldn't put on a necklace. You guys know I do not have my ears pierced, so necklace and earrings are ruled out. So I threw on a bunch of bracelets. I have the large lace cuff by Mercedes Salazar, and it is adjustable hand-sculpted bronze lace cuff, and on eclad.com you can get one in pink over bronze, but I am wearing the one that's silver over bronze. Handcrafted, of course, and it's awesome because it is like silver over bronze, but it looks like lace.
Yes.
So it's really fun and pretty. And
you know what? And what's really unique about these bracelets, it's really lace. It's lace dipped in
awesome.
Silver.
Yeah, you can see the texture.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also have the small lace cuff as well, which I layered with some Alzarina Marie 3 bracelets, and they are rhodium-plated bangles with Swarovski crystals.
Yes.
So I love my arm candy, and I love layering.
Yeah, they look great on you. It looks great with the outfit, too.
So just throw a bunch on.
Yeah. Oh, and so wait, we didn't even wear... Oh, my God, we're such terrible people. Kayla, you're terrible.
I said all of us at Eclad Chat. We have Sarah here with us as well.
Hello, everybody.
So it's Sarah McFall. So she's joined us we're not sure how long yet, but she's jumped on board to work with us here on Eclad Chat. And she's going to join us for this segment. It's her first segment with us. Right. So we're going to cut her some slack. She's a little nervous. I'm not sure why.
Bear with me, everyone. It's my first time.
So,
radio.
And she's from Ireland, if you didn't notice.
Yes.
From her cute accent.
So I am wearing the Atlantic Glass earrings, and they're from the they're 22 karat rose gold, and they've got chain detail, and they're glass earrings, as I've mentioned before, and they're from the Anne-Marie Chagnon.
Yeah, you got it. Chagnon.
I'm like terrified of saying that wrong, but yeah, Chagnon collection. And yeah, I think they're gorgeous because I had my hair pinned back today, so I thought I'd wear something nice.
No, it's
and
beautiful. It looks great with your outfit.
It goes perfect with your outfit.
Yeah, it does, right? And your skin tone, it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
And you know what? The gold, the pink looks great with your lipstick.
Yeah, I'm wearing a new lipstick for anyone who's not watching. So it goes really well with that. And yeah, I think they're a very elegant piece.
So we're all dripping in eclat today.
Yes.
Love it. Okay, so now we're going to move on to the Women's History Month thing that we put together. We just thought it would be, you know, the month is coming to an end. We haven't had an opportunity to kind of like honor the women that work hard, just as hard as men. And we're going to talk about a subject shortly too about that whole thing.
Yes.
But I just thought it was important that at some point we kind of, you know, acknowledge the women that have made strides in our, I guess, our world to help us all be where we are today. So Sarah's going to start, and she's going to talk about
Margaret Knight. So you may not know her by name, but she's been widely called the Lady Edison. So after seeing someone get injured in a textile mill where she worked at New Hampshire by a piece of faulty equipment, she created a safety device for textile looms. So she received her first patent in 1871 for a paper feeding machine that cut, folded, and glued brown paper bags that we still have today in every grocery store. And she ended up having 12 patents, and even included an internal combustion engine in 1913. So other notable patents that she had were a shoe sole cutting machine, that's very hard to say, rotary engine and reel, and she was inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame in 2006.
Yeah,
awesome.
I was going to say that's really kick ass, yeah. But I'm not sure if I can say that word, but like, holy smokes.
She's invented some awesome things. Another businesswoman I have to touch on is Madam C.J. Walker. She was born as Sarah Breedlove and was later known as Madam C.J. Walker and had Walker Manufacturing Company. And what she did is she created specialized hair products for African-American hair and one of the first American women to become a self-made millionaire. So good for her.
I know. That's exciting.
So in 1910, Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company headquarters was established in Indianapolis, and she initially purchased a factory at 640 Northwest Street. So as her business grew, she built the factory, a hair salon, and beauty school, trained sales agents, and added a lab to help with research. So her business is really blowing up, and it was a source of employment and empowerment for thousands of women. Many of her company's employees in key management and staff positions were women, which is great. And then by 1917, the company trained nearly 20,000 women as sales agents for her products. And then in addition to training in sales and grooming, she showed other African-American women how to budget, build their business, and become financially independent, which is awesome. So she created these great products and then helped other people too.
I know.
Especially being this first like self-made women millionaire, like you think maybe you wouldn't want to help other women succeed, but I think that's the whole thing with, you know, everyone should want other women to
be
succeed.
Successful.
Exactly.
Right. And we should have a hand in it because not only because it helps, I mean, like if you had to think selfishly, not only because it helps that person, but it always comes back to you.
Exactly.
Like it always comes back in a major way. So I think this is really commendable.
Yeah, and she also organized the first national gatherings of women entrepreneurs to discuss business and commerce. So always giving back to help the other ladies succeed as well, which I love.
And it also takes away that stereotype of women, like, you know, being jealous of each other.
And catty.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Going back to 1910.
I know.
That is C.J. Walker. She knew what was up.
See, you know what? Actually, I feel like we don't have that sense of camaraderie anymore.
Yeah.
So I think we need to go back to 1910. Okay?
Yes. Use her as an example.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, so we're going to move on to Coco Chanel, who I would assume almost everyone knows. So Coco was born illegitimately as Gabrielle Bonheur Chanel in 1883 and was abandoned, along with her four siblings at the age of 12, by her traveling salesman father, Albert, after her mother, Jean Devol passed away at the Catholic orphanage where Gabrielle spent 7 years. She learned to sew. So Gabrielle became known as what we know her today, Coco Chanel, because she originally wanted to be a singer. Now, I didn't know that part.
I did not know that either.
Yeah, and at 22, would often sing songs that played on her nickname, like, I actually looked this up, like I was Googling it to hear it. So who's seen Coco in the Trocadero and Coco Rico at the La Rotonde? I apologize if I am totally screwing up any names here. So anyway, while singing in cabarets and cafes, Coco would sew costumes for her numbers and as well as her acts. Money from generous gentlemen callers helped to fund her first shops, whatever that means. So today the French luxury fashion house Chanel, as we know it now, was founded in 1909 by the legendary designer herself, Gabrielle Coco Chanel. Beginning with Coco's design, Chanel jewelry has always embodied a marriage of feminine and masculine styles designed to complement both their luxury and ready-to-wear women's clothing collections. And so I kind of like geared it towards jewelry since this is, you know, since we're doing, you know, because we all know she also has clothing and stuff. But anyway, some of the most iconic Chanel designs include long strand necklaces of black and white pearls, gemstone brooches, and sculptured diamond jewelry. Chanel jewelry designs have been worn by many actresses, including Marilyn Monroe, Catherine Deneuve, Keira Knightley, and Zhang Zi. And so I am a big fan of Coco Chanel.
Her style is still, very classic, today, right? Is still classic. Yeah. It is classic today. People are still wearing it. Mm-hmm. They always got the quilted bags, which are really popular from her as well.
Oh, yeah, I love those. I don't know if I can afford one, but I know they're lovely to look at.
And clearly her lipsticks are still popular.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we wanted to jump into the whole... I'll let Kaylin kind of give us the the synopsis on that.
I need help with the name here.
Okay.
So it's
Djokovic.
So Novak Djokovic, he's a tennis player, and I don't know if you guys have heard about this yet, but he made a comment that said that, you know, men should be paid more in tennis, was basically what he said, not in those exact words. He said, we should get awarded more, and was talking about how men's tennis has more spectators, more fans, and that men should be paid more than women because of those reasons. And Serena Williams actually came to say that I was very disappointed by his comments. She said, I would never, you know, expect my son to make more than my daughter just because of gender.
Yeah.
Which I think we can all agree on.
And so I wanted to give Sarah the floor a little bit because I know she has a little bit of backstory because she was actually explaining a little bit more to us earlier. I don't know if you know, did I just put you in a spot? Okay.
Well, I actually wrote an article about this before, an opinion piece about this before.
Okay.
About like women's sport and like women's sport in Ireland, especially with rugby, you know, the male is professional but the women's not and they work just as hard but don't get much attention.
Yeah.
And people say, well, people would rather watch the big spectator games of the men's games, but like if they don't get a chance, the women don't get a chance to play in the big arenas and like, you know, get the coverage time on the television either, then there's not going to be an interest. So it's like the vicious circle kind of thing, you know, that people think people aren't interested in.
I feel that way about wrestling. I'm a huge wrestling fan, and I don't like the fact that the women wrestlers don't get as much attention as the men wrestlers, but
It's all the media. They have, I suppose, Total Divas.
Well, no, but even with Total Divas, they have a show. They have the show Total Divas, but WWE, they have like one match. Sometimes, maybe sometimes they'll give them two matches, and then,
But the UFC, though, is doing well with like the women, with Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm.
Yeah,
and they're you know, there's some of them are like the main event fights of the night,
which is really good.
You know, I think. But then again, the whole Ronda Rousey thing, like, you know, once that she like lost a match, like everyone attacked her on the internet and, you know, commented on how she put on weight and
get scrutinized more for things. Like
I think
that.
She,
for things that are not even relevant.
Like, I mean, all the like MMA fighters, like they talk, you know, they have this like fighting talk and stuff, and she did as well, and like, you know, it could be come across as very cocky, but like the minute she lost, it's like, oh, I'm so delighted for her, you know, she's that, and it's like,
come on.
Yeah, like, but I don't know, with the tennis with Djokovic, I heard that he's had some like, you know, past
indiscretion
with like, I don't know, he hit a ball into a ball boy's face or something.
Oh, okay.
A bit of a temper problem.
And, you know, so he does deserve more money for behavior like that.
Yeah.
But no, I, you know what? This is something that's just, I feel like, is across the board. It's not just in sports. It's in corporate America. It's just our culture. Why is it still our culture? if I'm as smart as a man, if I'm doing just as much as he is,
qualified, yeah.
Why are we still underpaid, under, you know, appreciated? I don't know. Will it change? I don't know.
I mean, Serena Williams is more of a household name than he is.
That's true. She's been around for years.
Like,
and because of her qualifications and because of, you know, the sport, not because of... Because, you know, like some of the... Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you, because as you were saying it, I was just thinking, you know what? She's like a legitimate sportswoman, yeah. You know?
I mean, that was like, you know, Anna Kournikova years ago, when she was like the face of tennis, but she never actually won anything.
Yeah.
You know, but it was because she was beautiful, but I think Serena Williams is like a true athlete, and she does deserve to get paid.
She does. And all women that are good at what they do deserve to get paid.
Exactly.
Okay, so we will move on, and we're going to hit the news for the day, and of course, events to the must-attend events. And so we'll just take a quick break just to kind of break up everything, and we'll be back in a few 60 seconds, Cameron says, and we will bring you, we'll give you the news.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at ECLAD's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. ECLAD's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. ECLAD's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate style conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. ECLAD's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then ECLAD's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445 and rent ECLAD's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. ECLAD's Hidden Gem.
Hi guys, so we're back. I just want to say thank you to Sarah McFall. She just joined our team, so it was, you know, great of her to actually join in and chime in and give us some of her well appreciated information,
commentary,
comments.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So okay, so let's jump right into the news. Okay, so Apple. This is good news,
yeah.
Right? It's good retail news. So anyway, Apple cuts price of Apple Watch and adds new bands. The Apple Watch Sport now retails for $299, a $50 cut from its original $349 price tag. The brand has also announced a new woven nylon band and new colors of sport and leather bands. Interested in an Apple Watch? Well, you can head to their website today at the new price. It's available now. I actually went on and I checked it out. They actually have some really nice looking ones. So, you know, maybe, let's see. I might splurge. Let's see.
Yeah, it's better than getting it back then when it was the higher price. Get it now with a discount. So it's maybe good that you waited. Okay, this is bad retail news, unfortunately, for Kohl's. After a disappointing fourth quarter that saw profits drop 20%, Kohl's released the names of 18 underperforming stores that will close this year. And I checked them. I'm very happy that they're not near me because I shop at Kohl's all the time.
Caitlin, I checked them.
Yes, they're most, half of them will be in California. And then the remainder are in Florida, Georgia, Illinois, New Jersey, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. So all those stores, we have a list of them and we can post that for you guys. They'll close by June 19th with the exception of the Georgia location,
yeah,
which will close on November 1st. So if those are near you, I'm very sorry, but you have until June or November, and the retailer has confirmed its plan to open 7 smaller format stores in 2016, as well as a dozen Fila outlets and 2 off-aisle stores. So kind of a
trade-off.
I don't know if that's a consolation, but in a statement released last week, Kohl's said affected stores averaged 80 to 100 employees. So eligible store associates will have the opportunity to work at nearby locations, which is good, or receive a competitive severance package.
So it's not all bad. Not all bad. Okay, so in must-attend events, so there is a New York City United No Limit Tattoo Expo.
Interesting.
Okay. I'll say that again because I don't even know what I said. So it's the United No Limits Tattoo Expo here in New York City. I said it backwards. So it's happening on April 1st, and it's going on through the 3rd at the Resorts World Casino. The event will feature 250 booths and more than 400 tattoo artists. That's a lot. Yeah. From around the world. There's tickets are being sold now. It's only $25 for one day, like for a daily pass. If you want to do both days, it's $55 for the weekend pass. And they said there will be like all different types of things going on there as well. It's just not, you know, the tattoo artists, I guess, tattooing, but there'll be like entertainment and different things going on. So it might be worth your while. If you're into that kind of thing, you should totally go and check it out.
Yeah, that sounds super interesting. And going along with what we talked about with Women's History Month, Got Us Get Down is an event hosted by Women's Mafia. We had Marcy Clark from Women's Mafia.
Yes, I'm actually going to go to this event tomorrow.
You're going to go? Awesome. So it's hosted by Women's Mafia and the Heart and Soul magazine. And so there's going to be dancing, contagious laughter.
Yeah.
And they're hosting a Got Us Get Down, which is tomorrow, the 24th, at a private new Meatpacking District nightclub. So it's 9 p.m. until as long as it goes. I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you can RSVP to Marcy at marcyclarkpr.com. Casey will be there. Marcy will be there.
Yeah, you guys should come.
Say hello to them.
Absolutely. And so thank you. Thank you, Lisa Avellino. We really, really appreciated your time today. We had a great time. Hopefully we can have her back on. I mean, I still have a ton more questions that I have in my head that I need to know about.
Yeah, I want
to
ask you some questions for my age.
I know, I totally took over the show. I'm sorry.
I don't have to worry about cortisol just yet.
Well, no.
I think cortisol, I don't know if it
necessarily has, you know what? Darn it. She's not even here for us to ask. That'll be the next question.
Okay.
I think it affects all age groups, but don't, like, you know.
Okay. She said something about 35 and up. I don't know.
She was talking about hormones, like different hormones. Yeah, okay. Yes. Let's tell the world.
Menopausal ages.
Yes. Yes, Carolyn. But you know what? I would love to be just that. That's a great question to ask. And so maybe we can sort of coordinate and find out if she's available.
I know. I want to know when my good metabolism stops so I can be prepared. This does not last forever.
No, it doesn't. But I the fact that you want to prepare for when your good metabolism stops. Okay. All right, guys. So I hope that you guys enjoyed our show, and hopefully you'll be here next week, same time, same place. Next week we're going to have celebrity stylist Pilar Scratch. She's going to come in and she's going to talk about her life, career, her road to success. You know, she has an incredible story, and of course we'll, you know, pick her brain for some fashion tips, because, you know, we try to be fashionably stylish here. So, but yeah, so next week will be another great show, great lineup, I guess we have for the next couple of weeks, and then we'll take a break, but we'll keep you guys informed. But in the meantime, love life and wear it well. Have a good night.
Eclad is a boutique for luxurious handmade goods. From jewels to leather to fashion accessories, our merchandise is 95% handcrafted, made from the finest of materials from across the globe. Exceptional and brilliant quality is the absolute standard here at Eclad. The majority of the items we carry are one of a kind and completely unique, with only a limited number ever produced. Our collection is diverse, offering you a plethora of accoutrements to select from. The decor of our boutique is both contemporary and elegant, a unique fusion of an exclusive and indulgent shopping experience coupled with New York's social scene and lifestyle. We invite you to come experience our 57th Street Oasis. But if you're not in New York, just head over to eclad.com for your one-of-a-kind, beautiful, artistic find. And remember, love life and wear it well.